Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com. Rick, welcome to the show.
Hi, Rick.
Hi. My 14-year-old son brought this up, and I couldn't answer him, so I'm hoping you can bail me out. The customary explanation on the cross, Jesus says, my God, why have you forsaken me? And we understand that God couldn't look at him in that moment because of sin. God cannot look on sin. How then does God observe anything on this earth? How can he look at me when I know my sin?
That's a great question. So the passage that Jesus is quoting there is from Psalm 22. And if we look at Psalm 22 in the whole context of it, I think we may get a different light on this than what sometimes people take this to be meaning. Here's my interpretation, and then I'll put it out there for Mark to refute and correct.
I'm sure. But that's a lie. So yeah.
I think what's happening here is not, as you say, God can in some very real sense look on sin. He looks on us all the time. We read about Job, how, mm-hmm. There's this conference where God is talking to Satan, and, he has sent evil spirits, through his own power to torment Saul and things like that. So there's clearly a sense where God can tolerate sin in that way. Now there's another sense where he can't. But if you look at Psalm 22 in its whole context, what the psalm says starts, "Why have you forsaken me?" But I take this as Jesus pointing to that psalm that he is now fulfilling. He is fulfilling this prophetic psalm that David wrote. This is the place that it talks about him being mocked and shaking their heads and saying, he trusts in God, let him deliver him, which is very purposefully recorded in the Gospels because it fulfills that verse. Talks about not his bones not being broken and, casting lots and piercing my hands and feet. All these things that are going on, they're all in direct fulfillment of this psalm. But what I find interesting about it is that as the psalm ends, the tone changes. And it returns to this hope in God and this trust in his vindication of the righteous. And so starting in 25, he says, "From you comes praise in the great congregation, and all the earth's, all the ends of the earth will remember and turn to the Lord." And he reclaims the hope of God. So he says, "You are not far off. Be my help. Come and aid me. You have rescued me from this." He says in verse 21, "You have rescued me." So I think he's pointing to the psalm, saying it's being fulfilled in your presence here, and God is still good.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.